This is Deborah Ann Gilmore with Your Life Matters. I'm coming with you today from a devotional that I read on a daily basis called 100 Days to Believe in Bigger by Marshawn Evan Daniels. And it can be picked up on Amazon or QVC in the U.S. And I just wanted to come on and share. Today was we're talking about comparison. The scripture verse is coming from Romans 12 and 6, the Message translation, and it says, "Let's go ahead and be what we were made to be without anxiously, enviously, or pridefully comparing ourselves with each other or trying to be something we are not." And the devotional reads, "As hard as it may be to believe, what God is doing in the lives of others has absolutely nothing to do with what He is seeking to do in you. Comparison cripples our confidence and compromises our calling. When we obsess about what others are doing, more limiting beliefs enter our mind and the spirit of fear gets to whispering, 'You're not doing enough. You're behind. It's too late. You're not as talented. Your life isn't as perfect. You don't have enough. You just aren't enough.' And then media images stir up the spirit of comparison every day. We see airbrushed images of children who don't cry and women who wake up with perfect lashes, flawless skin, and lots of vacations while you're working, trying to pay the bills, keep the kids from tearing each other apart, and somehow squeeze in a bath. It seems as if everyone else is living a perfect life. But remember, the enemy will indeed use anything to exploit an insecurity that already exists. And the other danger of comparison is ego. It can lead to competition and arrogance, and we can start to feel like we're better than others because our life seems to be better. Or in an attempt to keep up, we start striving, proving, and showing off. No matter how you slice it or dice it, there is nothing good that comes from comparison. God wants us to look up, not around. The question today in the devotional is, how has comparison crippled your courage, clarity, or confidence? And the prayer today is, Lord, keep my eyes focused on you and on the plans you have for me. I will embrace my lane, my gifts, and my assignment in Jesus' name. Again, I am Deborah Ann Gilmore with Your Life Matters. I hope that this inspiration has helped you. Have a wonderful day.